Catholic bishops from across Europe and North America arrive in Jerusalem tomorrow for a meeting aimed at supporting and encouraging the Christian community in the Holy Land. Our very own Philippa Hitchin is accompanying the bishops on their pilgrimage and joins us now live on the line from Jerusalem. Good evening, Philippa.
Good evening, Emma.
Philippa, the bishop's journey comes just days after Pope Benedict told diplomats here at the Vatican that the Middle East remains an area of major international concern. Now, what exactly is the message that the bishops are hoping to bring to the Holy Land?
Well, Emma, the bishops have actually already started arriving here at the Notre Dame Center in Jerusalem, just across from the gate, the new gate into the old walled city. And they're coming, as you say, to really encourage the local Christian community here to try and support them in their difficulties and to try and encourage them to act as agents of peace and reconciliation in whatever way they can. As I say, some of them have already arrived here. Cardinal Francis George, head of the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference, Archbishop James Weisgerber of the Canadian Catholic Bishops Conference, and Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool in the United Kingdom, one of the organizers of this coordination meeting. Many of the others will be arriving on Friday, and then on Saturday they'll start talking with local Catholic leaders together with the Holy See's representative here, Archbishop Antonio Franco. And then on Saturday evening they'll have a chance to visit Bethlehem University, started in the wake of Pope Paul VI's historic visit here in 1964 and run now by the De La Salle brothers. On Sunday, one of the most important moments of this visit will be a chance to worship together, to pray together with the local Catholic communities in parishes around Bethlehem, Nablus, Jenin, a real chance to listen firsthand to the stories and experiences of the difficulties people face here. Then on Monday, there are meetings scheduled with the political leaders, hopefully with Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad in Ramallah and with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert here in Jerusalem. And then finally on Tuesday the bishops come over to Rome for the last leg of this meeting, which will take place in the Vatican on Wednesday. Meetings with top Vatican officials and a final press statement to be released on Wednesday afternoon.